This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It's time for a little Goosies. No Goosies. To close things out here, we'll also blend this in with a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus DX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. What do we have today?
What was that?
Birderer.
I didn't partake in those hateful names, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for the first time.
Whoa! Look, wow. Even when I'm... Look, you can't win.
Minus one.
You can't win.
For Sass.
I'm just saying.
For lashing out.
Wait, why are you sideballing me?
Are you done being sad?
Fine.
What do you got for Goosies?
Tua, excited to face Xavien Howard.
I think that'll be cool. I got a lot of respect for my dog. He was really the last of the Mohicans, you know. When I got in, he was the OG when I got in here. And so I got a lot of respect for him. And, I think he was the longest Dolphin that I can remember since being here.
Got the Gooses. He basically called him an old man and washed.
Okay.
That's the way I took it. Did you take it any other way?
I have the Gooses for a different reason. Just because
Gooses. It's
fun playing against guys that you were cool with, that either went to college with, you grew up with, or whatever. And it makes it fun. It makes it fun being able to, you know, tell stories, you know, in the future of, hey, remember that time I got you on that, you know.
Did you ever get to face somebody that you came into the league with,
mm-hmm.
but then they got a little too long in the tooth on the next matchup?
Yeah, there were some guys that went to other clubs. Like, I played with a linebacker, Mike Johnson, who was really good, and then he went to Detroit, played with some other guys that, you know, play in other spots that they – were on the team when I got to Cleveland. So, yeah, I did.
Jennifer, do you have the Gooses for Tua VX?
Sure, I have the Gooses.
It sounds it doesn't sound like the Gooses. It kind of sounds like, yeah.
It is what it is.
That doesn't sound like the Gooses at all.
Mm. There's no middle Gooses, though.
As the kids
that,
say,
that would be no Gooses.
As the kids say, you're pretty mid on this.
Yeah. I am pretty mid.
That's
on this,
not that
yes.
would be That's no go- that would be no Gooses.
So mid is no Gooses?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then no Gooses.
All right.
Wow, we had to talk you into your Gooses. That's crazy.
She's still upset about Lady Gaga. No showing her.
No, I'm upset with other things now.
Vlad? Gooses? No Gooses?
Yeah, that means he's gonna be throwing it deep to Tyreek. And if you got Tyreek in your fantasy league, yeah, you should have Gooses.
Should have the Gooses. You should.
Gooses galore.
Gooses on top of Gooses on top of Gooses on top
By the way, I think you should jump on the Finns plus 1.5 because things kind of move around close to.
So Indy's favored,
yes,
in this game,
yes, slightly, at home,
slightly.
So why are you calling? Like, I don't understand.
Why am I calling it don't lose?
Yeah,
because don't lose to the Colts, dude. That's why.
Even though the Colts are favored.
Favored schmavered.
Then why do we make a big deal about it?
Why did I make a big deal out of what?
The points.
He just brought up a fact. I don't care. I don't care what Vegas says.
I got you.
Guys, we had a great game out there. Don't worry about losing because we were 1.5-point underdogs anyway.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like the way you're commenting is like the Dolphins were like a touchdown favorite, and I'm like they're underdogs or close to even.
How are you gonna feel if they lose?
Week one.
Oh my God. Just don't show up on Monday.
Oh, so he says he's going to be a week one.
Just don't show up. Yeah, don't show up on Monday.
No. He didn't say week one. He said he's going to be a week one.
When's the appropriate week when you can have? How long do your football opinions need to cook? 4 weeks?
The Jets game.
Two weeks.
What do you have? Football opinion souffle?
2 weeks, because if you get into the 0-2, 0-3, 1-3, 1-4, if you get into those situations, history has shown that your chances of making a playoffs.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If you come here on Monday, win or loss, it's a week one, I'm going to be very upset with you.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to do.
But you shouldn't. You got to have
if
some,
they come in and win
some football takes.
Wait.
Have some football
if
takes.
If I'm coming, that is a football take. If they come in and win by 50, I'm going to say, good start, week one.
Great.
Why? What are you going to – you going to claim Super Bowl champs?
I don't know. I don't know what I'll claim. We'll see how the game goes.
I mean, but it's week one. Like, if they win by 50, like, you're going to be excited, but it's week one.
You've literally been doing this since August, though. You've literally been doing this since August.
Tapping out in the
– like, you've literally been doing this since August. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's OTAs. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's preseason. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's training camp. Oh, it's week one. Here. And you want to know what's – I got to tell you something right now, dude.
What?
I know exactly what you're going to do after week two if they started out 1-2.
What am I going to do?
It's just 2 weeks.
No, I'm not.
It's just 2 weeks.
No, I'm not. Because then you got to look at the
worried?
Product. How are they losing these games?
Why are you worried?
You think it matters how you lose a game?
What does it matter? What does it matter? It's two weeks. It's just –
okay.
15 games left.
Okay.
Leroy knows history, man.
You're going to call them Super Bowl champs after 2 weeks if they start 2-0 and dominate?
I don't know what I'm going to say.
I
don't know what I'm going to say, but you know what?
I'll
tell you something right now. I'll tell you what I'll say right now.
Right? Because here's what you do. You get so excited over 1 or 2 weeks, right? And as the season goes on.
Better than you who's excited about nothing. No opinions other than you hate Aaron Rodgers. Here. That's it. That's the only opinion you have. Guys, and then you deny it.
I have an opinion.
Guys.
Yes.
You guys are not giving me goosies with this argument.
It's just because, you know, this is not the mood you should have coming into football. It's not.
I'm not excited about football.
You don't sound it.
I'm not excited.
You're basically saying this is preseason. You just call this preseason game number 4, basically.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Pretty much.
You don't give me the gooses with your attitude. Because your attitude, it's like, that's that fake enthusiasm.
Trust me, let me tell you something, dude. You need to get some football blue chew because you just made this goosey so flaccid. Like, that's been you on football.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why this is a great
flaccid
gooses.
I'm offended by that.
We started.
I
want to
give anybody's gooses flaccidness.
We started talking about Darren Waller not being hit and his virginity. Now we come to flaccidness. I love it.
This has gone downhill real quick.
Yep. This has come full circle.
Just like, let's go, dude. It's football.
Very quick.
Bukkake.
Ridiculous, dude. All right, what's number 2, Jennifer?
Let's hope no one goes flaccid here. Lamar Jackson on facing the Bills.
All right, here's what he had to say going into Sunday Night Football.
Lamar, how many times have you gone back and watched the Buffalo game at all?
I can't count. Just watching film a lot, but just me going back to see, like, a loss. I don't know.
When you look at the film, what do you see?
I see we could have did better. That's it.
Wow.
I'm like, what do you do? When you go back and look at a loss, you're only looking at it to see what could I have done different to win the game.
No, you look at one play. Mark Andrews not catching that 2-point conversion.
Oh, my God. That ball kicked his ass. But you know what it was? It was like he was expecting a bullet, and it came a pot, and he reached before the ball was there. It looked awkward. Man, come on.
I got the gooses.
Of what? For what?
Sounds like he's got the eye of the tiger, dude. He's focused.
Yeah, because they haven't played any games yet. Everybody got the eye of the tiger.
Focused. You got the gooses?
Gooses. Huh?
You got the Gooseys?
No.
Obviously not.
You
it's
know
a week
why?
One game. It doesn't matter.
Here
right?
we go. Gooseys. Here.
Doesn't matter.
Let me tell you why. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because there's certain humps that Lamar needs to get over as a player, right? He's done it in a regular season. He's beat all these teams. They look like the best team in NFL. Then the playoffs come, and they have all these little boneheaded plays or mistakes where they can't get over the hump. So they could go on a run where they go 10-0, and everybody's going to say, you're not graded on this, Lamar. You're graded on the playoffs. That's one thing you can say about the Baltimore Ravens as of right now. Am I accurate with that? Or if they beat Buffalo by 30, everybody's going to be like, oh, they're the team. We've been saying that for the last 2 years.
But if they lose this game to Buffalo, they're going to be like, ah, it's in their head.
No. No, because the playoffs is totally different.
Doesn't matter.
This whole season.
You shouldn't even watch tonight.
Hold on. This whole season with Baltimore, all everybody's going to talk about is Lamar in the playoffs.
Rightfully so.
Okay. So win or lose during the regular season against one of these teams, if they win, they're going to say it ain't the playoffs. Right?
What if they lose?
They'll be in it again. He'll have another chance to play him in the playoffs.
Jennifer, Gooseys? No Gooseys?
I have Gooseys.
Gooseys.
Buffalo and the Ravens will play twice this year.
Okay.
Maybe.
So, and the only time anybody cares about is Lamar against Josh Allen in the playoffs.
So you're not going to watch Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, I am. I didn't say it don't count.
Kind of feels like that's what you're saying.
I'm just saying it's hard to classify any team as anything after week one.
Wrong.
You can pick the Super Bowl champ after week one?
I'll have a better idea.
No, you won't.
Yeah, we will.
No, you won't.
Come on, dude.
Did you know the Eagles were going to win after week one last year?
I had a better feeling about it.
No, you didn't.
Sure, I did.
Nobody thought the Eagles were going to win a Super Bowl
after
week one.
After beating the Packers? Yeah.
No, what did they start? They started off like they wanted to fire their damn coach.
Bro, they beat the Packers.
What are you talking about?
Week one.
Like they were sitting there doing the capoeira.
The what?
Yeah, they were in Brazil. They beat the Packers in week one.
Yep. Vlad, Gooseys? No Gooseys for Lamar?
Of course. I always got Gooseys.
Gooseys.
Lamar. Two-time MVP. Should have been three.
Yep.
Pretty much.
That's all the time we have for Gooseys. You ruined it.
I ruined it.
You guys were fighting. It was more.
Just
it was more.
Can you be more excited for football?
Why am I?
Because it's like it's.
Well, should I be excited like you?
Yeah.
Just come up with these outrageous.
You know what's forming outside?
Hmm.
Rain clouds.
Yeah, I mean it's like you know.
Wow.
You are.
Tell you something now. You better not ever say nothing about. Nah, give me a hard time.
You are. You know what you are? You're football emo. That's what you are.
What?
You're football emo.
You're a Grinch today.
Yeah.
I'm not
matter.
A Grinch.
You're a football Grinch.
Why does everybody think I'm a Grinch?
Because you're a football Grinch.
Okay.
You're
just
a Grinch
because I try to keep you guys grounded.
No. You know
on going into week one.
No, we don't want to be grounded.
Okay.
Nobody wants.
We
I want to
be
high
excited.
As a kite, Yogi.
Yeah.
Years,
I don't want to be grounded.
I want to have fun.
Okay.
And you're like, it doesn't matter.
You can have fun.
You're like, don't be mad if they lose to the Colts.
I didn't say don't be mad.
Yeah, you said they're not. You said they're underdogs. You can't be mad.
Gridiron Grinch.
I say just put it in perspective.
Good job.
I have perspective.
When your team's an underdog, right, and you go into a game legitimately pissed off that if they don't get a win.
Do you know how embarrassing it is to be an underdog to Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, so go out and stomp them.
Exactly. That's my point.
Okay.
And if they don't, repercussions.
Would you say that if you bet the Dolphins, you would get plus money?
I can look.
Yeah, look.
Before we go, fire up my Hard Rock app.
Who we betting on tonight?
He's betting the
Dallas.
Cowboys.
Plus the points.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I like the over in the game.
Even money right now.
Yeah.
So that means basically it's a
pick'em. Right. Exactly.
It's not a pick 'em to me.
Can't lose.
Don't lose.
Can't lose a pick 'em.
Oh
lose.
My goodness.
Don't
me and
lose,
you
dude.
Are gonna get into
lose,
we're gonna
dude.
Get
Do
into
lose.
The biggest fight over these sayings every week.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.